A year after Macmillan published his book, a wave of riots and unrest swept the Caribbean. 14 people were killed and 59 injured in Trinidad. 14 were killed and 47 injured in Barbados. In Jamaica, a series of violent strikes shut down the country and a state of emergency was declared. Panicked, the British government took Macmillan's prescriptions to heart and, among other reforms, proposed a series of all-island scholarships for academically minded students to go to private high schools. The scholarships began in 1941. My mother and her twin sister sat for the exam the following year. That is how they got a high school education. Had they been born 2 or 3 or 4 years earlier, they might never have gotten a full education. My mother owes the course her life took to the timing of her birth, to the rioters of 1937, and to William M. Macmillan. I described Daisy Nation, my grandmother, as renowned for her beauty, but the truth is that was a careless and condescending way to describe her. She was a force. The fact that my mother and her sister left Harewood for St. Hilda's was my grandmother's doing. My grandfather may have been an imposing and learned man, but he was an idealist and a dreamer. He buried himself in his books. If he had ambitions for his daughters, he did not have the foresight and energy to make them real. My grandmother did. St. Hilda's was her idea. Some of the wealthier families in the area sent their daughters there, and she saw what a good school meant. Her daughters did not play with the other children of the village. They read. Latin and algebra were necessary for high school, so she had her daughters tutored by Archdeacon Hay. If you'd asked her about her goals for her children, she would have said she wanted us out of there, my mother recalls. She didn't feel that the Jamaican context offered enough. And if the opportunity was there to go on, and you were able to take it, then to her the sky was the limit. When the results came back from the scholarship exam, only my aunt won. My mother did not. That's another fact that my first history was careless about. My mother remembers her parents standing in the doorway, talking to each other. We have no more money. They had paid the tuition for the first term and bought the uniforms, and exhausted their savings. What could they do when the second term fees for my mother came due? But then again, they couldn't send one daughter and not the other. My grandmother was steadfast. She sent both and prayed. And at the end of the first term, it turned out that one of the other girls at the school had won 2 scholarships. The second was given to my mother. When it came time to go to university, my aunt, the academic twin, won what was called a centenary scholarship. The centenary was a reference to the fact that the scholarship was established 100 years after the abolition of slavery in Jamaica. It was reserved for the graduates of public elementary schools, and, in a measure of how deeply the British felt about honoring the memory of abolition, there was a total of 1 centenary scholarship awarded every year for the whole island, with the prize going to the top girl and the top boy in alternating years.